Guys, let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. We'll talk more about Middlebury in a second, because joining us now, one of their most famous alums, he's the current Bills kicker, former Seahawks kicker, Super Bowl champion, played 3 years at Middlebury before finishing at NC State. It's Steven Hauschka. How you doing, Steven?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
First thing I want to know is, you come to Middlebury to play soccer. When did the football thing start hitting? When did you know you were good at that? When did you know you were NFL material at that?
It goes back earlier than that, actually. I mean, I always wanted to kick a football. I mean, sixth or seventh grade, I thought I would do it. But it was, football season was always during soccer season in Boston. So basically at Middlebury, I was too slow. Soccer there compared to the guys. They were a lot better than I thought. So I realized I don't know if I'm going to be able to play varsity soccer. So it was either ride the bench in varsity soccer maybe, or try kicking footballs. And my roommate at Middlebury freshman year is a football player, so I became friends with all the football players and decided why not come out sophomore year.
Oh. We're sitting in that huge hallway with a Panther out here, and between the squash and the hockey rinks, and I'm sitting here going, why would anyone not choose to come here? This is an incredible facility. Did it kind of blow you away when you visited for the first time?
Oh, definitely. It's a winter wonderland there, you know. It's a perfect place to go to school. It's got amazing facilities, great professors, great sports programs. Just an amazing place to learn.
You know, Steven, people associate you with NC State because that's where you finished up, and that's the D1 program you were a part of. But what does Middlebury mean to you personally?
Yeah, Middlebury is everything for my growth and development. It wasn't just the academics; it was the culture there and the athletics and just being able to play, being able to play soccer there, lacrosse there, football there. I don't know. It's a small, tight-knit community and just a really good place to focus on school and the social life there. And, I'd say Middlebury really teaches you how to think. There's no wrong answer. Some answers are better than others, but there's no wrong answer. You know, everything, every angle counts there in class.
Buffalo Bills kicker, Super Bowl.
Oh, it does.
Bills kicker, Super Bowl champion Steven Hauschka with us here on the Huddle 101.3. The game is we're live at Middlebury College. All right, let's have some fun. We all have assumptions about NFL kickers, but tell us something about the job description that we don't know, Steven.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know about it?
I like to think that you don't like to tackle on the kickoff.
What do you think about NFL kickers? I'm curious.
You come in at like 10, get some breakfast, maybe kick a few balls, and then call it a day and call it a wrap and go home.
Okay, I definitely come in a few minutes later than the other guys because they have early morning meetings with their position coaches. So that's a win for the specialist. You don't have to need as much time with your coach. So that's definitely, you're right about that. good breakfast, great breakfast at the facility. Then it's off to do like a workout or, for me, sometimes I do Pilates at the facility. A lot of, you might think a lot of stretching. Some of the guys stretch a lot. I just train through large ranges of motion. Get some cardio. There's a lot of little training on tiny little muscles in the body that are important for kicking, but for most people, you never think twice about them. A lot of visualization. A lot of time spent by yourself. That's probably a good assumption that everyone believes, but it's true. It's like a golfer. You're focusing on yourself. You got to get your swing right. You got to get your body right and your mind right.
You know, Steven, I am a diehard Seahawks fan, and so I've been following you from the beginning of your career. Take us back to your early years with Seattle. You win the Super Bowl. What was that season like for you personally to go through and ultimately hold the Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a lot this year because it was only my third year in Seattle that we won the Super Bowl, and it felt really like the pinnacle of things there in Seattle. And this was my third year in Buffalo, and I thought, wow, it's such a quick amount of time to be in a city and to, because you're really only there like 2.5 years during that time. So it's such a quick amount of time to be there. So I don't know. It was really interesting that we won it my third year there. And it was just a special season. We got the first round bye, which was huge, and then we hosted the two home playoff games, and they just felt like they didn't feel well. Actually, I'll scratch that. That the game against the Niners definitely felt like a real, really big game, and the crowd that night I remember was just crazy intense and the loudest I've ever heard. There were parts of the game where I couldn't hear myself think. And wow. The city had just—it never had a moment like that before, literally. And for that game to be in that city, it was just wild. I mean, we went out and had some dinner and some drinks after the game, and the people in the city were just ecstatic. So I remember that, and then we won the Super Bowl. Well, first off, the whole lead up to the game was crazy. It was just, you know, so overwhelming. You'd never been asked so many different random questions and thought about and the whole week you're just waiting for the whole 2 weeks you're waiting for the game, and it seems like it takes forever to come, and finally it does. And you just want to have a good game, right? I think every player wants to have a good game. Every player wants to win. You know, those losses just, you don't only get so many chances at a Super Bowl, right? Unless you're Brady, yeah. It seems like he's gotten a ton.
See, but, you know, Steve, I would ask is, has anybody ever just laid you out, whether they blocked the kick and it came right back to you, or a kickoff, or have you ever tried to throw the ball when it got blocked and come back to you, or just anybody just lay you out and you're on your back?
I've gotten laid out twice. I think they're both on YouTube, but one of them, I was in that. It was actually that Super Bowl season. I tried, got right up in the middle on a kickoff cover there, and Darius Raynaud, the returner, instead of going, I was kind of filling in the middle of the gap, probably a little more aggressively than I should have. I shouldn't even have been down there that far. Anyway, he had a decision to go right or left. And he decided to just run right over me. So he lowered his shoulders and just ran right over my body. And he tripped on my body, so I got a tackle. But I was hurt. I was hurting, man. Like, my right rib and chest was hurting for a good month and a half. So that was one of them. And then last season, Henry Anderson blocked a field goal and then, like, blindside hit me right after the play. So that one wasn't very fun. I was feeling that for a long time.
So now what do you do when you kick off? You kind of lag behind now, right? Is it?
I'd say I'm more strategic.
There's good Middlebury college answer. Steven, your current team, the Bills, I mean, the NFL's been waiting, especially the AFC East, for the Patriots to disappear for, what, 20 years now in the AFC East. It feels like the Bills are right there with them. Do you feel that way as a member of the team? Can you feel the changing of the guard in the AFC East?
Yeah, we are right there, but there's been teams right there before, too, so... We have to take that next step as a team. We're very competitive. We got a bunch of young guys that are great players. And, you know, the culture there is awesome. Sean and Brandon and the staff there have done an amazing job. And we have such amazing players there, too. Guys that come to Buffalo don't know what to think about the city there. Like, you know, they know nothing about the city, and they come in and they just embrace it and they love it. And it's a different place to play. There's not a whole lot going on, but it's a great place to focus on football and family and the community there. So we're definitely growing, and yeah, we got to take that next step though. I think the whole team, you know, as great a season as it was, I think everyone's wishing that we did a little more in those last few games of the season.
Stephen Hauschka with us here live from Middlebury College, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. Stephen, we got a couple rapid-fire-ish questions for you about kicking. Do you ever get jealous of the punters or holders that get to do all the fakes and you're just used as the decoy? Do you ever get jealous?
Yeah, I want to throw one. I'm not going to lie. I want to throw a fake. Yeah, I do.
Like Gary Premian.
Gary Premian.
What's the most effective way to kick an onside kick now? Because every time I watch onside kicks, you guys are doing something crazy. Left-footed, we're going to run one way and kick it back the other. What's the best way to get an onside kick?
Oh, man. I mean, the success rate now is so low. I don't think there is a right way. I think you just got to be lucky and hope that a guy dies for a ball that he shouldn't. That's the only thing you can hope for.
Does icing the kicker actually work?
I think it does for younger guys. I don't think it does for experienced guys.
And the last question we got from a listener who wanted to know, what's the craziest trick shot you've ever pulled off in practice?
Craziest trick shot? I'm not one of those trick shot guys. I don't know. I'm not one of them. But I think it's incredible what some of them do.
Well, you've hit the most important kick in my life, the onside kick that the Packers flubbed in the next year after the Super Bowl that the Seahawks recovered. So that was the best trick shot kick there ever was.
Yeah, I'll take that one. That one's much more important.
Hey, Steven, thanks a lot for stopping on by. We're at your old school here. They just gave us some free shirts, so if you were by here, we would have given you one, too. We'll have to do it again, and thanks for joining us, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, Steven Hauschka, everybody.
Yes, go Panthers.
Current That's right. Bills kicker.